Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
All right, welcome back to another Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going pretty good.
All right. Excellent day.
Excellent, yep. So we've been doing some sparring with partners, some self-defense as well. Kicking paddles, body shields, those kind of grabs, things like that.
I know, but that's not super exciting. I mean, I think a bunch of people are already doing that. But for us, we're just kind of starting out since the pandemic.
Well, we've been doing it for a while, but it's really kicked into gear recently.
Right.
Let's say in 2022.
Yeah.
And so the question is, how do we as instructors look for what the right kind of pairing is?
Just pair them up.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's that. I don't know if that's the best way. Sometimes it kind of depends on who's in the class too, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have an even number, odd number, those kind of things? It's always definitely easier if it's an even number for us, because our classes are mixed. Mm-hmm. They can come anytime they want, and they could be different ranks. So it's definitely going to be different than maybe some other schools.
Yeah.
And so pairing up a black belt with a white belt, does that make sense? Yes and no, because the black belt can help out the low rank and so forth.
Yeah.
But what do you look for specifically when you pair up somebody?
Well, it's definitely based on personality. So if they can kind of handle some, if they're a little bit more on the intense side, they can probably be with somebody that's more intense or maybe like a higher rank, because they can kind of go at it, especially
right.
Like in sparring. But then when we're also, you know, kind of rotating for sparring, you gotta look for, can they handle themselves?
Yes, that's true. I tend to do, like sparring, I like to try to do rotation so that they get to spar with different types of people.
Yeah.
Whether they're aggressive, passive, how do you handle someone that doesn't really know how to spar, and
yeah.
You don't just pummel them? Because yeah. Sometimes you do have that.
Right.
They only know one way, and that's just go, and you get a new person that doesn't know how to spar yet, and they're just going right at it.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to educate them and
yeah.
help them to understand, hey, you know, you're working with someone that doesn't have a lot of experience. You need to help them, and not
yeah.
necessarily it's all about you.
Right, right.
I think that's important.
And that's something you learn as you get higher in the rank. Like as a white belt through color belt, it's just go, 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 I think.
Right.
But then I think at some point when, as a black belt, you start, it's more just like playing around, helping them out. You let them hit you.
Yeah, that's true. And it just depends on, I mean, you could get a white belt that's as big as you. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I always say, oh, I don't yeah. know if I like to spar the white belt too much. It's not that you don't. It's just that you have to be more on guard.
Yeah.
And you have to be ready to, you know, take whatever's coming at you, because it
right.
can come pretty hard.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it just depends.
True. Well, how about for, like, self-defense? Is there something that we need to be looking for when we're pairing up our partners? Because we don't normally do rotations on that one.
Not
just
as
because
much.
Because there could be a huge size difference.
Right.
And so you don't want a really big person be doing, like, grab the kicks on a little kid.
Right, right, right. I definitely try to pair them up, obviously, by gender, because certain things are more situated for same gender.
Right.
And I think same size.
Yeah.
Possibly. And I generally, for me, I generally do try to pair up a higher rank with a lower rank, just so that the higher rank, because they have more experience, can help out that lower rank.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate, because then the higher rank tends not to practice the requirements that they have to do.
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, encourage them to come to a class that's higher rank.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think that when it comes down to specific skill sets like our self-defense skill sets, that it's always good to review like the lower ranking stuff, like joint attacks or like bear hugs or like hair grabs, because those are things that we don't necessarily do too often.
Right.
In every class, we always do, you know, you might get some kicks in, maybe you do a pattern here or there. So you're always practicing those kind of fundamental movements, and kids are able to pick that up fast. But
right.
if a kid does like a joint attack at a yellow belt, but he's only like 7, he might not be good at it, and so he still needs to continue practicing that kind of certain skill set when he's older.
That's true. Would you, it's also interesting when you talk about self-defense, does every school have that kind of a curriculum?
Yeah.
Because I think that in general, not every school does that.
Yeah.
We happen to do it. That's been my experience from when I started Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. And so I've always incorporated. But I think there's some schools that don't.
Yeah.
They only do maybe sparring. Maybe they just do patterns,
right?
Just do step sparring. I remember General Che saying one of the two most important sparring, mm-hmm. three-step sparring and one-step sparring. And the reason three-step sparring is really important is because that teaches the groundwork of how to work with a person.
Yeah.
And one-step sparring, he was alluding to that it's situational. In other words, you're just standing around and all of a sudden here comes a punch. How do you handle that?
Yeah.
And in some ways that can be self-defense. I think of if I'm doing one-step sparring, well, we call it one-step sparring, but is it okay if someone grabs my arm and how do I react to that and how do I respond?
Right.
Do we call that sparring or is that self-defense?
Hmm. I would think it's kind of more like self-defense.
Yeah. I think that was what he was trying to say, is that you've got to be able to respond to an attack right at that moment. Mm-hmm. Well, we always kind of think of an attack as like kicking or punching. Well, if someone grabs you, that's an attack.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
Right.
Is that sparring? Is that sparring or is that self-defense? So, I mean, I think it's both in a way. mm-hmm. So I definitely try to do that as well, to give you a different variety.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to, when you're talking about self-defense, it's what is that person's experience and what's their training? And because I know a lot of instructors that are very focused. They're doing like Hapkido and Taekwondo, and Hapkido does a lot of joint attacks and throws and stuff like that. Or you know, maybe you're doing Jiu-Jitsu or what. And so you do incorporate that into
right.
it. And yes, I think, you know, mm-hmm. it's... So the instructor's experience. Obviously, instructors that have been around a long time, been exposed to it a little bit more, they think of it a little bit differently. I definitely think of my self-defense is definitely different than when I was your age.
Yeah,
interesting.
Right. One other question here is that when it comes down to sparring, is it okay to pair up boys and girls in a tournament setting?
Oof.
Because we recently had our in-house sparring tournament, and that was a question that kind of came up.
Yeah. That's a tough question. I think in today's society or to what we're talking about, equal rights and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I don't want to debate that too much.
Yeah.
But there is a difference in physical capabilities between males and females. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about rights and stuff like that, but there is just a difference.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's right or wrong or better or not better.
Yeah.
Because I can definitely tell you I've sparred some ladies and they were just super awesome. They would clean house on me.
Yeah.
But that person probably is also unique in a way. Mm-hmm. They're not that many like that.
Yeah.
In general. I'm not saying I'm good at a good spar. I'm just saying that, you know, she probably is really good in general and can beat most guys anyway.
Right.
So it's not, you know, it's just that individual.
Yeah.
Do I think it's should you or shouldn't? I think it's okay for younger children because they are kind of like the same anyway.
Yeah.
But when they get a little bit older, I tend not to want to do that mm-hmm. because you don't really know how they feel about being hit in certain areas and vice versa.
Yeah.
So then that kind of comes down to, are you okay with that, sparring with him? are you as a guy are okay with sparring with a lady?
Yeah.
Because then, if I was to spar with a lady, I tend to fight a little bit differently.
Right.
So is it right or not right? I think we shouldn't.
Right.
Like world championships or those kind of you don't mix them.
No, you don't.
You don't mix boys and girls. It's just separate.
Right.
In class?
They're just playing around.
They're just playing around. But I always tell, I always tell the students, if you're sparring with someone and you don't feel comfortable, just let them know, hey, I'm not comfortable with really sparring with you. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, make sure that you tell them, hey, that was too hard, because I don't know what's too hard. For whatever I think is hard may not be what you think is hard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, those are all good thoughts. Let us know your thoughts on pairing up partners at your school or how your instructor does it. Don't forget to leave us a like, share our page. Don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.